Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So would Halliburton, if he had stayed upright, led Indiana to a victory last night? Are the Pacers champs if he doesn't get hurt? Any other reaction you have, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open for the NBA Finals. So I did want to just talk quickly about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm a fan, have been. I like the way he plays. I like him. Very tons of humility. Total team player. They have a very mature group, Oklahoma City does. And I know a lot of people are talking about, you know, this being the youngest team since the 77 Trailblazers to win a title. And they've got 13 first-round picks over the next 7 years. And their play, you know, best players are all, you know, 26 or younger. Is this going to start a run? I would just suggest this. They've got to get better offensively in the half court. They've just are not smooth enough as a half-court offensive team. I don't know what the coaching staff does well and doesn't do well in terms of the individuals. They may have to add somebody to Dagnall's staff that can really help them offensively. They're just too stagnant and just too disorganized offensively as a half-court team. Hell, they don't even have a good press break offense. I mean, I've never seen a team struggle to get the ball in bounds against pressure more than Oklahoma City did in this series. When they use the big, occasionally last night they used Holmgren or Hartenstein, that's the answer. They just didn't seem to realize that was the answer enough of the time. They've got to be better offensively. They got to be better coached offensively for me to commit to them being great. But defensively, this was an all-time group, man. It says it statistically and otherwise, and just watching it, the eye test, this was a relentless, over, you know, bearing, you know, suffocating, swarming defensive basketball team individually and as team defenders. They were just outstanding, and you know, defense still ultimately can win you championships, and it did for Oklahoma City, that's for sure. But on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, so there's a lot of discussion, you know, this morning about him already having a Hall of Fame you know, locked up, and he probably does. I mean, there's only one league MVP that isn't in the Hall of Fame, and that's Derrick Rose because of the injuries that came after his MVP season. And SGA's career already dwarfs Derrick Rose's. He became last night just the fourth player in NBA history to win MVP during the league season, Finals MVP, and a scoring title, and play for a championship in the same season. Kareem did it once, Jordan did it 4 times, and Shaq was the last entrant into that group until now. Pretty damn impressive. He averaged 30 points a game for the postseason. 84 games during the entire season. You're talking about guys like Wilt and Rick Barry and Elgin Baylor and McAdoo. Jordan and Jabbar, you know, and Kareem are on that list. There's a lot that goes into SGA's game, and I do like SGA. There's so much I like about him. I love the old school nature of his game. I think he needs to be helped out by a better offensive coaching staff, and I think that he could really thrive even more. He was 8 of 27 last night. It was not a great game. He took some terrible shots in the game last night. Terrible shots. The ball stuck way too much against double teams. It stuck. He also made some incredible passes by collapsing the defense. He had 12 assists, you know, in the game. He became just the last, I think it was Worthy, was the last Game 7 player to go for 20 and 10, at least 20 and 10. There's so much I like about him, but he's not in the conversation with, you know, Jordan and Kareem and Shaq, you know, the other three players that did this. I wouldn't even say right now Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the best player in the NBA. I think he deserved the MVP award based on an incredible season. But I'd take Jokic over him in a heartbeat. A heartbeat. I'd take a healthy Giannis over him. He's great. I mean, he's all first-team NBA. Great. He's one of the best 3 to 5 players in the game. There's no doubt. And by the way, that streak continues. You know, taking the 2014 Spurs and Tim Duncan may not have been a top-5 player. There was that argument from our guy, Aveen, which was a legitimate argument. But I'll stick with my, since 2004 now, no NBA champion has had a group of players without a player that you could legitimately debate is a top-5 player in the game. And the streak continues since 2004 in the Pistons. I really like SGA. I just think that there's more maturity left to come. I'll tell you one thing. He'll do it on both ends. And he creates, forget the complaints that you hear from Pacers fans or people that every great player pushes off. Every great player, you know, has the gather steps, etc. He's really crafty in creating space. I like watching him. I love the way he shoots his jump shot, where he keeps that form perfect, shoots it at the apex, even when he's falling away. He's a really, really good player. He's a superstar, and he is, yes, he's on his way to the Hall of Fame. But there are players in today's game that I would take over him. Definitely. All right, 301-230-0980. Simple question. Do you think the Pacers win last night if Tyrese Haliburton doesn't get hurt, given the start that he had to the game? Also, anything else that you want to add to the NBA Finals, which are now over? 301-230-0980. Max, I haven't asked you. I know you've been into this series. What did you think overall? Do you think that the Pacers win with Haliburton upright?
Listen, he was firing. He was off to a hot start. And like you said, once he gets hot, like, there's really no telling what he can do. So throughout the game, I definitely think that there's a really good chance that it would have come down to the wire had Haliburton, you know, not been injured. But the Pacers, like, they kept themselves in it pretty much to halftime, and then that's really when OKC put their foot on the gas, and just Chet Holmgren was incredible with all those blocks. Even Shai was flying around. He had a couple in there, too. The turnovers were massive for Oklahoma City, and they really showed why they were or deserved to be crowned as NBA champion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, they were a deserving champion. There is no doubt. It's a shame that we couldn't see Indiana at full strength in Game 7.
Agreed.
Because, look, Halliburton's had some of those games where you've known from the beginning, uh-oh, we got bad Haliburton tonight. We got non-existent Haliburton tonight. And that was not last night. Last night, he was on fire early, and that has throughout the postseason typically translated in their team playing much better, him playing much better, and them winning games. I gave them a shot with, you know, going into the game last night. I actually gave them a shot to hang in there even without him, but that got away from him in the third quarter. All right, 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open if you want to weigh in. Let's start with Kenny. Kenny, go ahead.
What's up, Kay?
Hey, Kenny, what's that happening, man?
Ain't too much, man. I thought it was an extremely entertaining series. It was refreshing to see two new teams, small market teams, just ball out. So I really enjoyed the series. I'm wondering how Siakam is feeling right now. He won one championship because of an injury with Kevin Durant, and now he lost possibly a championship with Halliburton's injury. But ultimately, what I wanted to ask you is about the process. so to speak, with Philly, you know, tanking, the process didn't work. But, you know, Sam Presti over the years has got, you know, in some people's opinion, not enough criticism for tanking. And then he's been praised for tanking. I'm kind of confused about all of that. But did the process work for OKC is what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, definitely worked. And they were able to use all those assets. Obviously, the trade for SGA was a big part of where they are. They're set up for the future with cap space and with 13 potential first-round picks over the next 7 years. What will change, and it always happens if you're able to keep your stars, and I think they will keep their stars, what will happen is the role players will change. You know, there will be more young players that come in that develop and in year two or year three become, you know, the 2026, 2027 versions of Aaron Wiggins, you know, of Hartenstein, of, you know, Cason Wallace, of Isaiah Joe, etc. Those players will change. But if they keep their core of SGA, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren, and I think they need to keep Lu Dort too, man. He is just, he's a linebacker. On the floor, but they're going to be in the mix. But the West, remember, is loaded, and you know we had the Kevin Durant trade yesterday to Houston.
Right.
In the short term, I think that gives Houston the offense they need to actually compete with OKC in next year's postseason. But the NBA's gotten weird, man. You know, part of it has been, you know, basically, you know, dictated by new rules surrounding salaries, caps, cap, etc. But we now have seven straight unique champions. I mean, seven straight. We haven't had a champion that's won within 7 years, and that's crazy. By the way, real quickly, remember this about the Toronto Golden State, and I'm a big Kawhi fan, and this is why I remember this. They were up 3-1 when he got hurt. You know, they ended up winning game five, but Toronto had been the better team in that series with KD healthy. Not the same as last night, a game seven, where the series was dead even, and Halliburton gets hurt after knocking down three straight threes. I don't think it's the same comp. Thanks for the call, Kenny, as always. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open, and we've got a line or two open if you want to weigh in. We'll get to more of your calls next.
All right, last night the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Indiana Pacers in Game 7 by a score of 103-91. Tyrese Halliburton went down with what appeared to be an Achilles injury midway through the first quarter. The Pacers kept their foot on the gas all the way to halftime, and then the Thunder came out swinging. 18 points off turnovers, outscoring the Pacers 34-20, and that was all she wrote. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions, and surprise, surprise, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins Finals MVP. The Thunder are the second youngest team in the second youngest NBA champion in the last 70 years, and they become the fourth team in NBA history to record 84 wins in a season. Over the weekend, LSU wins the College World Series over Coastal Carolina with a 2-game sweep, LSU's second title in 3 years. Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick, and 5 second-round picks. The Nats, they fall to the Dodgers yesterday 13-7. The game got so out of hand that Kike Hernandez came out to pitch for the Dodgers in the ninth. Nathaniel Lowe with the lone home run for the Nats. They continue their West Coast road trip tonight and will take on the Padres. First pitch at 9:40, and Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.